bases. All your bases belong to us. And what are we on? Bases. Moon bases. Boom.
Good day. This is a secured transmission. This communication from Maintenance Lead Wilder has revealed that complications within the Moonbase network were not limited to Base Theta. As such, additional archival files have been uncovered that delve into the history of each base before their respective shutdowns. I repeat, the previous history of all your base. As base says. The following is report AYB-E6. Code word, Zeta.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
And we dug a bit deeper, broke through into a huge subterranean cave. So far and so dimly lit, we couldn't see the end. If only we had known it was the lair of the Uramastix, we might have turned back. For though we were strong of heart and fierce of claw. I can hear you rolling your eyes down there. I can just hear it. Mom, I don't even play borrowing anymore. That's for kids. Except I know that you do play it because I made your granddad's promise to keep the adventure going while I'm away. It's a Haugen family tradition, and your name is still Corin Haugen, so... Didn't see that. They should keep things tidied up down here. But are you really my child when you insisted on rolling a prairie dog for our last campaign? I always play the badger. They have the best weapon skills. Though now that I'm thinking about the stats, a prairie dog rogue might be a pretty great combination. Maybe we can get that new capybara expansion and really dig into things. Dig into them? Get it? Right? I can almost hear your reply to that, too. And we'll be having a talk about the sort of language you think is appropriate at your age. When I'm home. When I get home, cub. I better pay a little more attention to what I'm doing here. I'll give your ears a break. You're gonna have so much to listen to by the time I'm back at base. But you know you love it. Later on, kiddo. Stop recording. Save to implant storage. Shit. Shit! I guess it's too much to expect they'd clear out every rock, especially this far down. It's supposed to be all bots and drill units, not your lone inspector stuck on foot. Goddamn faulty drive shaft. I'm just lucky nothing caught on fire. Though, at least then I might be able to see in front of me. This is Haugen, calling in. Remember, one last check before shutdown, Haugen? I'll be lucky to live that down. If by any chance someone can hear this, send a unit out to pick me up. It's a long hike back to base, and I'm already low on juice. Of course, based on the lights gone out, I'm assuming I'm not the only one. At least my implant is gonna run as long as I do. Wouldn't want anyone to miss a minute of this. Okay, better keep going. They don't tell you when you play this feeling your way in the dark game when you're a kid that it starts to really suck after, 9 or 10 hours. Let's see if I can make it to the next crosscut without stubbing the same toe for the 12th time. They've done a pretty good job in shutting things down. I'll give them that. They'll get a glowing report. Equipment all stored away. Regolith, mostly clear. Ice deposits sealed off. It's all by the book. Signs could be a bit better. I think this is it. Better use the light while I can. That doesn't tell me much. Right. It's gotta be right. Random number app. Roll a percentage. Going with right. I would have said I knew these tunnels like the back of my hand. Of course, I can't see that right now either. Resume personal message. Corin! I hear you're not keeping up with your chores. You are in so much trouble, you don't even know. I'm messing with you. I just wanted to check in again before... It's getting pretty late here. I think it's pretty late. I'm gonna push on a bit further and then try to rest. You know, no big deal. I got caught out too far from home, so I'm camping for the night. Like in the game. I've got my ration bars, I'll take a nap, and wake up again with full hit points. The nanobots in my bloodstream will keep me warm and breathing. Okay, that's not a game thing, but it's important. No bedroll, but I've got plenty of extra padding. I've got my lucky D8 on a chain around my neck, just in case. I'll keep an ear out for goblin scouts, and my badger claws sharp and ready. Until tomorrow, Cub. Stop recording. Save. Now I've actually made myself tired. Probably not a bad idea to curl up for a bit. This feels like a safe nook. It's gonna do. They should put a pillow in these emergency kits. Could you play back, one of my gameplay recordings?
You can hear the rustling of the centipedes close behind. You're close enough to the surface to break through, but you're gonna have disadvantage up there.
Why? I'm a good fighter.
Look at your sheet, silly cub. The sunlight's gonna blind you. Did you keep those goggles we found in... Well, kid, another day, another adventure. I've been walking for a while, shuffling after I banged my toes for the 57th time. Those boots only protect you so much. I gotta tell you, unending tunnels are a lot less fun in real life. You never really think about how far they go until you're... It shouldn't be too much longer, though. I'm still on top of things. It's just the finding my way in the dark, even my, you know, is pretty weak by this point. If I really were a badger, I'd sort things out by sense of smell and be deep into the kitchen by now. Or a bed. Or a stasis pod, I guess, like most other folks by now. Not everyone, for sure. Not yet. Someone's up and working to get the lights back on. If they were completely out of power, the stasis pods would be offline too. And that's a much bigger deal than one crew member who's running late to check back in. Not that we could run out of power, Corin. Remember when I told you about the solar panels? We keep half the moon running from base Zeta. Well, from the ring of solar panels around Shackleton Crater, the base is actually down inside. But as long as they don't run out of sun, and that's another thing I told you, the sun never sets at the poles, as long as that keeps going, there's power to burn. It's just, you know, some little thing that needs fixing somewhere between all that power and me at the moment. But that's why they send me out here, to inspect and find problems. This one is going into my report, let me tell you. Oh, mother fun. That's what I was saying, Cub. You didn't hear anything else. Mother fun when someone left a drill unit abandoned in the middle of a pitch black tunnel and you get to find out the hard way. Ow. 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 At least it was pointed in the other direction. I could have skewered myself. Now I have to get around the damn thing. This should be exciting. Exhale, Trina. This is why I told them to make the tunnels wider. Not everyone is built like a goddamn push broom. We're gonna forget that glowing reference for the mining crew. And there. I had the same problem when I was working for NYC Transit. Remember when I was gone every night for a while? You were pretty young. I was down in the subway system and they finally stopped sending me because when you're on inspection and a train comes by, you gotta push back against the wall to let it by. Sometimes they don't even slow down. And that's another place where they didn't plan on fat people when they measured things. They said it was a hazard. Close to telling your mom that I was the hazard. And believe me, my first stop the next morning was a long talk with HR. But it's not like they were going to go through and redrill everything on my account. Another reason why burrowing is better. My character could have dug her own way through. I promise you some excitement, huh? Just gonna shut this off for a bit while I take a breather. I'll be back. There's not a lot more to say, Pop. You're on all my accounts, got my power of attorney. I even told you where to find my diaries from high school, for fuck's sake. And I swore you'd never get those out of me until I was... Anyway, I trust you to keep Corin out of trouble and keep them away from the Megas as much as you can. Make sure they have a better life, and that I'm... that they don't forget about me. Not likely, I know. And damn it, they gotta play a fighter at least once in my honor. Tell Dad when he GMs, I said they gotta. I can't even feel my feet anymore. That doesn't seem like a great thing when they're my only way back. Whatever, I'm heading back too. I've got no idea what happened to the base. If they're even. It's been 2.5 days now with nothing. Maybe it wasn't a complete failure. Maybe it's just... Not that I could stop trying either way. I just wish I knew. I hope you find out. If this message gets to you and I don't, Pop, find out. Raise a stink, pull some strings. As long as it's not going to cause problems for Corin somehow. I mean, they needed the space. They wouldn't just throw us away. We're the biggest fuel manufacturer, iron, magnesium. It could still have been an accident. The maintenance crew from Gamma stopped coming by once they went into shutdown. Accidents happen. Though that's right around the same time we lost contact with the other bases, which is a little bit much. If I were the one in charge of those inspections, oh, imagine the report I'd be sending. Of course, then, who do you report it to? We're run by all the mega corporations together. They don't trust anyone to manage our resources. Maybe there's still some sort of free press left out there somewhere. Okay. All right, I'm gonna take one more run at things here. Try one more crosscut before I... I'm gonna talk to the kid for a bit. You can bring them back in now. Just a second here. Last of that, too. One more go, kiddo. One more tunnel to explore. One more wander in the dark. Yeah. The dark. It seeps in after a while. Our whole base is buried in dark. Did I ever tell you what they call the crater we're lodged in? Not the name. I know I said Shackleton Crater. And I made you look up who that was. But they call it... This is kind of dramatic. A crater of eternal darkness. That sounds right for the game, doesn't it? It'd be a good name for a module. The Crater of Eternal Darkness. They call it that because even though the sun is always shining up at the rim, it never touches the shadows at the bottom. And that's where we're buried beneath. You and me, Cub. That's where we've got to quest out from. Not really you and me, of course. Only me. Only the badger. Strong of heart, fierce of claw. Tired as shit. You didn't hear me say shit. The brave badger. Dreaming of her prairie dog pal, yipping and popping up above the ground, their face turned to the sun, even if the badger stays below. Still connected, though. Whatever the roll of the dice, whatever darkness they face, the tunnels connect them both, from the surface to the center of the earth, moon, whatever. The tunnels bring the surface down below, just like the wires bring sunlight down to the base. Just like your messages bring you closer to me when we're apart. Burrowing down to keep us together. Play back another one of the recordings?
When do you roll the dice again?
When you've got a decision to make. When something's happening.
Why can't you just decide?
I'd love to, but the game is more random than that. Stop playback. The game is definitely a lot more random. Corin. Oh, I was... Wasn't I saying something important? I'm sure I was in the middle of some big parental wisdom back there. Give me a few, I'll find it again. It's just... I don't know, kiddo. Maybe don't count on this message for the mysteries of life when you get older and you're looking for whatever you might be looking for. It's okay if you play the prairie dog. Hell, you could play groundhog if you want to. Play a mole. Whatever keeps you in the game. Whatever makes you want to... Wait. Corin, wait. I think those shadows look like... shadows. Not black on black, there's a... I think there's a little bit more. Oh, Corin. There's a light. There's light. That's the emergency light. That's the start of the mining tunnels. That's the base! And there's more light inside! Oh, Cub! We broke through! We made it! Now that was an adventure!
Welcome back to Moonbase Theta Out, all your base. Today's episode featured Alicia Atkins as Trina Haugen, with Stephen LaFond and Ava LaFond. Our consortium announcer is Evan Tess Murray. DJ Silvis wrote the episode and edited dialogue, while Cass McPhee did the sound design. Cass and Deej co-produced the episode. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. None of this would be possible without our Patreon supporters. Join them and get early access to every episode, exclusive bonuses, and the knowledge that you're supporting independent audio fiction. Join them at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We'll see you again soon. Next episode, we're back on the surface, way out on the surface, 25 clicks from Moonbase Ada. Until then, keep your badger claws sharp, or your prairie dog charm, and keep watching the moon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you two still awake?
Dad, we're too excited!
You'll be tired at Mockery Manor tomorrow, and it's bigger than ever, so you really do need to sleep.
About the new expansion.
Okay, okay.
Yay!
Once upon a time, there was a wonderful place, Mockery Manor. Everyone loved it, but sometimes it felt lonely.
Aww.
The manor longed for a companion, so they built a whole new park right next door and called it Claytonville. And it was the
rootinest, tootinest place you ever did see.
Yee-haw!
Hop on board the brand new Mockery Railroad all the way to Claytonville. Toot toot! In Claytonville, there are 4 cowboy lands to explore. Lasso a goat in Farman Valley. Kiss your girl's best friend in Lovelorn Town.
Stop it, Terry.
And in Cowboy Christmas Town, hop on down to the Bluegrass Grotto to meet Cowboy Santa.
Ho, ho, ho down!
And are you brave enough to ride the wildest ride in Claytonville? Look out. It's the Four Spurs Mine Train.
Yeehaw!
Are you sleepy now, kids?
Yes, Daddy. I can't wait to go to Mockery Manor and Claytonville.
2 parks in one and only $19.99 for a family of 4.
And how about you? Yeah, that's right. You. Listening to this. Are you ready to come back to Mockery Manor? Season 3. Available now.